Hey, how's everybody?
Baruch Hashem.
Okay, so let's take a look at the brisa, the two brises again. We'll learn together. I truth is, I hardly had time to prepare the last day. We'll learn together. Echel Echel Shieshli. First, the Bryce lays out there's an essay in Lacey. Mashmish Echel Shieshli. Why do we need to have two symptoms? I get a One says, so we have an essay, but you have to have a snapirka bekaskeses. Then we have a lach. But that is snapirka. Anything that doesn't have a snapirka bekaskeses is loisechelu. So why do we need to have an essay and a loisus, eh? So the Gemara says, lach v'lo be'essay v'loisus. But you should be able right. Then the Brisa continues. The beginning of the pasuk test is that that's completely miyuta, because it then says kol asher lo yisnapir v'kaskeses b'mayim v'yom v'necholim oisim techelu. So what's the preface? Is that toichlu mikol asher b'mayim? Ma tam loymer sheyochel oil v'hitir mufush v'hitir b'stam ma kshitir mufush l'hitir el b'kelim ma kshitir b'stam l'hitir el b'kelim. We have anyway a heter that the ister of dogim tmeim is only by yomim u'necholim, because both in the essay and the leisa say that's what the brisa calls mufurish and ainu mufurish. One is more mufurish than the other, but I think Gemara talks about later which one is which. But akapana, both in the essay and in the leisa say the lashon is kol it shleis napir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yomim u'necholim. That's in the essay. Likewise in the lab. So the isser of Einlis Snapir V'Kaskeses, the isser of Dag Tomei, is only by Yomim U'Banecholim. Kalim is Mutter. Mayim Shebe Kalim, if it's Mashritz, I don't care that it's Mutter. But that's only Kalim, which is totally not like Yomim U'Banecholim. Minayim L'Rab is Boyer Sichin Ma'ois. How do I know that it goes further? Not just Kalim, but there's a heter even in Bayer Sifin and Maris. Bayer Sifin and Maris are Al Gavi Kaka. So maybe they're more like Yomim and Nechalim. Maybe they're included in the Issa. So Teichel Hashem Mikol Hashem B'mayim tells me that the heter over here is not only Kalim, but it's even Bayrus Sichin and Me'oris. Bayrus Sichin and Me'oris. And the Hemshech it's Mavur, that it's a Klalipa, that it's needed as a Klalipa to Klal. The Pasuk of Kolosh of Yom Recholim is a Klalipa to Klal. It kind of holds. So really, we're marbe le iser may ena. The post tell me an iser by yomim u'necholim. It's also, but the iser is only ena prat like yomim u'necholim. So what's called may ena prat? How far does yom? How far? What's called may ena prat? How far does yomim u'necholim go? It's sad to say that the Isser might go all the way up to where is Sichin Ma'aris. Right, visualizing it mentally. So Yom and Cholim is the most common. I mean, Kalim is the most count. It's the most further removed from Yom and Cholim. It's not Agave Karka, and it's not Neveah. So we've said, and then you have in between you have like a chart. Start with. So you have Yom and Cholim. That's the Shir Asa. That's the first that is Asa. This by itself says there's a cloud of Prat the cloud. It's related to the cloud of Prat the cloud. It says Mayim twice. So there's a cloud of Prat the cloud that tells me that the Isser extends up to what do they have in common with Yomim and Necholim? Haritzim and Neitzim, like Yomim and Necholim, are Nevim. The water is in motion. Haritzim and Neitzim are these long canals. Long canals in which water flows, but the water is flowing, so it's flowing water. It's like Yom and Necholim. So that's Kena Pat. That's included in the Issa. But this Brisa says that's as far as it goes. Vayir Sichin Ma'aris. It was abbreviated. It wasn't there. Just Vayir Sichin Ma'aris. So that's Mutter. That's why this is dividing. That's Mutter. It's not Neivim. Not Neivim. Even though it's Al Gabi Karka, that's not enough to answer it. And then we have Kalim, which is even more Mutter, more obviously Mutter, because it's not even, it has neither quality. Neither is it Neivim, nor is it Al Gabi Karka. So it's the most removed from Yomim and Necholim. So the emesis, according to this Raisa, the Isser of Yomim and Necholim goes up to Charitzim and Itzim, but it stops there. It does not go further to include Bayrus. It's certainly not to include Kalim. But the Gemara said, but the Braisa says, in order, that would not be so self-evident. There would have been a mokum to say that even that the Klal of Prat the Klal should include not only Charitzim and Itzim, but it should go all the way up to include Bayrus. So for that, the Pasuk of Teichel Hashem, of Teichel Kol Hashem Amayim, to tell me that not only are Kalim Mutter, but Bayrus are also Mutter. Well, I have two indications of Heter. I have the Klal Apat, the Klal itself, which tells me that I'm only asering Ke'en Yomim and Necholim, Haritzim and Itzim, which is like Haritzim and Itzim. It has to be Ke'en Yomim and Necholim. But that pasuk by itself might still have, might have gone through that. That Klal Prat the Klal might have, there would have been a half a minute to say that maybe it includes even Beris, which at least I like Yom Necholim in one sat, and not like Yom Necholim in Tutzdodim, because they don't have the quality of Neivim, but they do have the quality of Agave Karka. So they're a little bit Mein HaKprat. So maybe Beris should be included in the Klal Prat the Klal. So I need the Pasuk of Mikol HaShebamayim to be Megala, that the main part over here is only Charitzim and Itzim and not Bayrus. We'll see in the Lashon of Rashi, the way to look at it is that Mikol HaShebamayim, let me put that pasuk in. Mikol HaShebamayim, Teichlu, Mikol HaShebamayim is a gili milsa on the Klal Prat the Klal. It tells me the Klal Prat the Klal, I might have thought it goes all the way up to Bayrus. So Teichel Mikol HaShebamayim tells me, no, stops before Bayrus. Bayrus is a Mutter. So Teichel Mikol HaShebamayim It's a gili milson the klal about the klal. That's the lashon of Rashi like that. It's a gili milson the klal about the klal. Yeah. Let's see Rashi inside. How can we call Hashem a my mata melema? About a quarter of the way down. Well, me oisim techele to say for the konafkel in the teirah. This is going in the Essen Lysi. It's not so important. This is the part of the Bais before this, in Essen Lysi. What do we need to tell them called the Shirbamayim? The essay. I already have the lab. Okay, I isn't the hell of the safe of the coin, not in the terrible age, the issue essay, but endly, the total Kamala Mai also lift him because of my color shalom. She yokel, the kasha, toichlu, the ratio, the Bryce is going asking the pasuk is that teichlu mikol hashem b'mayim. Why do we need a pasuk? Is that teichlu mikol hashem b'mayim? To tell me an essay, I already have an essay. That's right. But I mean, oisim techelu the sefer dekor nafkulin had teira b'yesh loy v'iser essay be'enlo. But techelu kam l'mayim also lichta mikol hashem b'mayim. Mikol hashem b'mayim. Kol hashem lekasim. Let us just start off with. Mikol hashem b'mayim. The word ezet toichlu or miyuta. It could have started off mikol hashem b'mayim. It needs mikol hashem b'mayim because that's the klal. So it can't leave out mikol hashem b'mayim. But it could have left out ezet toichlu. It could have said mikol hashem b'mayim. Kol hashem leis napir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yom v'necholim oisim techelim. That's the two klals in the prach. Ezet toichlu is miyuta. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Baisa says that. Sheyochel, I would have thought. Hoyel v'hitim for shvitim b'stam, mashvitim for shvitim l'mayim b'kelim. Af shvitim b'stam l'hitim l'mayim b'kelim. Nine l'rab is boyer sichin u'mores. Sheyochel v'shoyes shvein and himna. Zok Rashi. Sheyochel v'kasha. Rashi asks a side question. Toichel d'rei shabu l'mishpik l'gufei u'basra l'drosha. The way the Gemara, the way the Brisa has it, the essay itself, the gufei, the essay itself is the end of pasuk tes. Oitzim techelim. The beginning of the pasuk, Azet Teichlu, that's the Yitur that's Nidrash to be Matir Bayris Sichin Umaris. As you said, that's not normally the way we do it. Kol Uchad Drosh Yochil. Normally we say the first pasuk is Lugufei and the second pasuk is Lugdrosh. So as you said, here that won't work. And Kain Suli Mishkachas Midi Lamidrish Mitechelu the Seifo. The Hadrosh that Ashina may hide besomach Lemishtamim Mine. From the words from the pasuk oisim techelu, there's no mokum to be marbe. There's no drashi. You can't darshan from oisim techelu anything about bayis tichlum aris. That oisim techelu is going on snapir v'kaskesis. Oisim techelu if it has a snapir v'kaskesis, but we want to be marbe to something that does not have a snapir v'kaskesis. That you can only do from the beginning of the pasuk. Is that techelu mikol hashem b'mayim? You could eat anything in the water. So that first the yit that the drashi can only come out at the beginning of the pasuk, not at the end of the pasuk. Yeah, Rashi continues. Hoyle we hit the shares of my belosi monetar b'shnei mikrois echad sosim echad mufurshik mufarshul kamei. Upe matir dogim tmeim that don't have snapir v'kaskesed don't have simonetara. In two psukim, the two psukim of Yom Menachalim, one of which is sosim, one of which mufurshik, we will explain later on. The hava midol yumit sosim and amufursh. Mak shehit the mufursh lehit the belosi snapir v'kaskesed el shkotz and magdalem b'mayim shebekelin went to loyim ship. The heter is only by mayim shebekelim. What I would have learned that from the klal about the klal. But beres sichin amoris, I might have still included in the iser. The klal about the klal might have included, which tells me anything that's like yom v'necholim is also, it might have included beres. Rashi explains what are these. What's the heter? If you're going to loyim shebehem. the worms in the water. Actually, this heter of mayim shishritzu is only telom shemem. Why does it have to be telom shemem? Why not just fish? What if you have fish that were born in mayim shemekel and they don't have a snapir mekaskesis? Why is it only telom? Perhaps altogether, this is what I started to talk about. I talked about yesterday. This whole heter over here that we have in this brisa of mayim shebekalim and bayir sichanimar and bayir sichanimar is also the brisa's marma that is mutter. So Rashi talks about teloim. Ramos talks about the mayim sheshritzu. Why does it have to be teloim? The pasuk is talking about dogim tmeim. Ein lo snapir v'kaskeses. Why does it have to be dogim tmeim? What if you have a whale that was born in mayim shebekalim? So, should be mutter. And let's not be mekaskeses, but so what? It's mayim shebekalim. So, the Torah, Haya Efshalim, that maybe the heter, mayim shebekalim, only applies to shotsim that are produced without period of review. Chazal held that there are such, that there's such a thing as things that are not part of a rabba. Maggots, they're not living in the Paris without coming from a father and mother. Yeah, Louis Pasteur tells us, show this is not really possible, but right, that's a different discussion. I don't understand what Chazal meant things. Maybe since, let's say, truthfully, since to the naked eye, to the naive observer, it looks like it's not part of a rabba. So as far as the halacha is concerned, it's not part of a rabba. But anyway, I'm not interested in that, the issue of the term out issue here. But that's a given. The Gemara says there are brios that are not par over all. No lid from in the ipush. So I am welcome Lima. Then maybe the heter of Mayim Shabakalim is limited to Dogam Tmeim or Sherit Samayim that are no lid from the Mayim. But if they're noilid from a father fish and a mother fish, maybe it can't have the head there, mayim shebekalim. Among other things, because among other reasons, it's the yotzi min atame. We have a rule called yotzi min atame, anything that's yotzi from a dover osir is also. Right. We have a chazer. Milk from a chazer is also. It's not a chazer. Milk, not a chazer. But it's yotzi min also. So a fish that comes from a father. What's a trait for fish? I know it's an example of a trait for fish. A catfish. A catfish that comes from a father catfish and a mother catfish, and it's a yotzi min also. Yes, it's catfish. Why? How could the behavior mayim shebekalim? If it doesn't have a snapir v'kaskes, it's a yaisi min ha'osa. I get the fact that it's a dag tomei, but it's a yaisi min ha'osa. I think they have mutations. No, I don't know. Let me say a different question. Yeah, how do you say this? Not the clear answer. Yeah. I see in the Shechita Tefillin, he brings in the Chazanish. Remember the Torah. The Akachach, the Pasuk of the year, is talking about Shrotzim. Not talking about Dogim Tmeim. Because Dogim Tmeim, it's a Yotzim and Atomi. A Yotzim and Atomi is also. Akachach is talking about Shrotzim. Shrotzim there. They don't have a Tata Mama. They weren't part of Europa. So that's the Heter. Maybe that's Rashi means. That's Rashi over here. It's only Pedloim. Could be. But I think in Rambam it can't be. Rambam Perek Beis, Machalas Asuras. It's actually worthwhile reading through the Rambam Perek Beis, all the Dinim of Shotzim, just to have an overview. Very similar to things they said in Sefer Mitzvahs, but it's more readable. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam has a lot of different Lavin for Shotzim, for different things. Ram Perek Beis Halacha Vav. You know, maybe I'll put it up. Ram says there's one lot for sheretz aretz. Sheretz aretz, Ram describes various shots that live on the land. And the Rambam says, "Ha'ichel kizayis misheretz hamayim leikim enatera." If you eat a sheretz hamayim, you get malchus. What's the malchus for sheretz hamayim? So you would expect the Rambam to say, "Kol hashein leisnapir v'chaskesis b'mayim." That's the laugh. Like it says in Agama, "Kol hashein leisnapir v'chaskesis b'mayim banachalim mikol sheretz hamayim mikol nefesh shechayos shemayim sheretz hem lechem psalm leislechelu." That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the law for sheretz hamayim is al tishaksus nafshesechem b'chol asheretz hasheretz v'leisitamu behem, which is not talking about mayim at all. But harei kolu b'lav zeh sheretz oros v'sheretz oif v'sheretz hamayim. This is a general law for all shrotzim, and sheretz hamayim is leike because it's a sheretz. It's leike for the general law, the generic law of kol asheretz hasheretz. Since Ram says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ram is Marav Arichus. He says, if you eat a Sheretz Ha'aretz, you get the laugh that we read, that we just saw a second ago for Sheretz Ha'aretz. You don't also get a laugh. You don't also get Malchus for the general, generic laugh of Kol HaSheretz HaSheretz. The Shittas Ramam is that if the Torah says the same laugh twice, you only get one Malchus. And not only that, but the Ram holds, if you have two Lavin and one is the larger, is a larger set of pulas, and one is smaller, but it's included in the larger one. Like over here, you have a generic lav of al tashaksus nafshaseichem b'chol asheretz asheretz. That's a general lav for all shrotzim, and then you have a specific lav. The Ram, we just saw that the Ram said before in halacha vav ha'ichlam b'sheretz aretz. There's a specific lav of asheretz asheretz ala aretz. The Ram says you only get malchus then for the specific lav. You don't get malchus for the general lav, since every case of the specific lav is included in the general lav. So as far as sheretz ha'aretz is concerned, it's like the Torah said the lav twice. The Torah said don't eat sheretz ha'aretz, and the Torah said don't eat shrotzim. So that's called, in the context of sheretz ha'aretz, that's called kefil lav, and you only get one malchus. And the same thing with Sheretz Ha'if, we'll see in a minute. Sheretz Ha'if has its own lav of Sheretz Ha'if. And then there's a generic lav of Kol HaSheretz of all Shoratzim, the Kol HaSheretz of Sheretz. So you don't get two Malkus, because since the specific lav is, since every time you eat a Sheretz Ha'if, it's always going to be these two lavin. So it's like in the context of Sheretz Ha'if, it's like Kefil HaLavin, you only get one Malkus. But Sheretz HaMayim doesn't have its own lav. Because Sheretz HaMayim doesn't have its own specific lav, so if you eat a Sheretz HaMayim, then and only then do you get Malkus for the generic lav of Kol HaSheretz HaSheretz. And that's this Rambam. Includes all shrotzim. So mele, if you eat a sheretz hamayim, you get malchus for this generic lav of kol sheretz hasheretz. Why don't you get malchus for aimless napir v'kaskesis? But why do I need this generic lav of kol sheretz hasheretz? Why don't you get malchus for the fact that it's in the water and it doesn't have a napir v'kaskesis? So that the Rambam explains, and this is the shita Rambam. Ezu sheretz hamayim. Elo habiyos haktanes kmei atoloim ve'aluka shebemayim ve'habiyos hakdolos be'esu shem chayos hayom, the little bugs and the gigantic things, but they're not fish. Either they're too small to be fish or they're too big to be fish. Kloli shaldover kol sheini b'tsuris hadogim loy dag tomei v'loy tag tor. It's not a dag. A dag is a dag. But a kigan kelef hamayim, like a seahorse, they had dolphin, the dolphin, the asfredeya, frog, the chayetzibem, all these things, they live in the water, but they're not fish. The lab of Kol HaShein L'Snapir V'Kaskes is going to the Ram is for fish. That has nothing to do with Sheretz HaMayim. Sheretz HaMayim doesn't have its own lab, it's just a leker for the generic lab of Shotzim. I told you yesterday, the Ramban is chaylik on this, and the Ramban says, Kol HaShein L'Snapir V'Kaskes means anything in the water that doesn't have Snapir V'Kaskes, and it includes fish, and it includes bugs, and it includes, everything's included. And if you eat, therefore, according to the Ramban, if you eat bugs in the water, you're like it for aimless napir v'kaskesis. Whereas according to the Rambam, if you eat bugs in the water, you're like it for kol asher, for you're not like it for aimless napir v'kaskesis. Nothing to do with aimless napir v'kaskesis. You're like it for the generic lav of kol asheretz asheretz. That's what I told you yesterday. Lefi the Rambam, say, how can we learn out the heter of mayim shebekelim from the psukim of asher aimless napir v'kaskesis? The psukim of Enlis Napir v'Kaskesis, Bamayim, Bayom, Menchalim, is talking, those are psukim that are in the context of the lav of Dag Tomei. What does it have to do with the lav of Sheretz HaMayim? It's a different lav entirely. So the answer to Rambam is L'shitosai, that the heter Mayim Shebekelim is not because it's not a, it's n- the heter of Mayim Shebekelim is because it's considered to be part of the water and it's not limited to Dogim Tmeim. The heter Mayim Shebekelim includes even Sheretz Ha'if. And Sheretz Ha'aretz, even a Sheretz Ha'if and a Sheretz Ha'aretz, that's the Rambam's Yafkush Mishasinunun. Be'etzim is a Sheretz Ha'if. If it leaves the water and it's on the filter, you like it for Sheretz Ha'if, even though it never flew before. But it's Be'etzim a Sheretz Ha'if. But while it's in the water, it's part of the Mayim and it's Mutim. That's this Rambam. Then the Rambam continues. Eilu Haminim, Shenivru Ba'ashbay, Subagufe Anavelas, Kunarima Vetelas, Vechayetzibem. Maggots. They don't come from sexual reproduction. They come from the generation of the rat. So the Rambam says that there's a special lab for minim that are not paravirava. For greimis halaarts, minim that are not paravirava. They have their own laugh. Then the Ram is another thing. Eila hanivim haminim hanivim bepeiros ubemacholis. Bugs that are nivra in food or in peiros, in pishul v'yosularis, if they leave the pre, while they're in the pre, they're part of the pre. But if they leave the pre, even if they go back into the fruit, and it also has its own lab. It's not the regular lab of Sheretz Ha'aretz. It's a different lab. It's a different pasuk. That's the sugya later on. So Rambam says there's a different lab. There's a lab of Sheretz Ha'aretz. There's a lab of Sheretz Ha'aretz, which I don't think we've come to yet. There's a lab of Sheretz Mayim really doesn't have a lab, but it's included in the general lab of Hasheretz Hasheretz, Kol Hasheretz Hasheretz. there's a lav for minim that are not part of a rava, and there's a lav for minim that are nivram beperis. So it's good for now. And here I did a ma'am shibakalim, we'll do this right now also. I want to show you something further. Dr. Amram. Halacha Chav Gimel. Harei shalais abriya misheretz ha'oif u'misheretz ha'mayim u'misheretz ha'oretz. What if you have a bug that it has many different qualities? Maybe it goes through different stages in its life. It's a sheretz ha'oif because it flies. And it's a sheretz ha'mayim because it lives in the water. And it's a sheretz ha'oretz. Now I'm explaining. It's kivayin. Shalai l'knafayim. It has wings, so it's a sheretz ha'oif. But it also walks around the land like other land sharks. And maybe it reproduces in the water, or it was spawned in the water. So this bug, this is a bug that it's multi-talented. It sings and it dances. It's a sheretz haif and a sheretz hamayim and a sheretz haaretz. So you get three malchus. This is the Rambam's take on a Gemara in Makkos about ochel. Achol putisa like the arba, achol namala like a chamish, tzir like a sheish. Other shayim have different pshat in that Gemara. The Rashi, the Ramban, they learn pshat in that Gemara without going into the details right now. That it means that the Torah said many lavin for sheretz ha'aretz. So if you eat a namala, namala is sheretz ha'aretz, the Torah said many, many lavin about a sheretz ha'aretz. So for every lav, you get another set of malchus. That's the Rashi and the Ramban. And their shita is, if the Torah says one lav many times, you get many malchus for it. And that the Rambam denies. That's the Rambam Sheresh test, that there's no such thing. If the Torah said one lamb many times, the Rambam holds you only get one malchus. So what's this achol namala like your arba? So the Rambam learns it's such a bug like the Rambam is describing over here. It's a bug that it has multiple identities. It's a sheretz ha'ayif, and it's a sheretz ha'mayim, and it's a sheretz ha'aretz. So for each identity that the bug has, you get a different malchus. Then the Rambam continues. What if this bug was also born in Paris? So then you get like the Arba Malkus, because we saw in the Rambam before, there's a special law for bugs that are born in Paris. And if in addition, it's from the Minim, this is the mistake, you're not Parim V'Ravim, but Einam Parim V'Ravim. And if in addition, I'm just checking the Frankel, but pretty positive. Yeah, if it was also not something that was reproduces not sexually, so then you have a separate lab. We saw in the Rambam before for the nilodim and ipush, that things that reproduce without peer review, they have their own lab. So notice something, and then the Rambam goes on. If besides being a sheretz oif, it was also a bird, so then you get six malchus. This is one of the things that Ramban gets very upset about. So how can something be a sheretz ha'if and a bird? If it's it started off as a mosquito and it grew up into an eagle, the Ramban doesn't understand how this could be. But the Ramban holds that it could be such a thing, that it's one stage in its life as a sheretz, and then it grows up and it becomes an ha'if, and it's one of the chavdal ha'if is tamei. But in year six, mishum ha'if tami, mishum sheretz ha'if, mishum sheretz ha'aretz, mishum sheretz ha'mayim, mishum reimus ha'aretz, mishum talas ha'peretz. And this is the Rambam's take on that Gemara about Sira like a Sheish. That's this case over here. Ben Shalcha Kula Ben Shalcha Menek Zayis. Teficha Chayichel Nemola HaPerachas HaGedei LeBamayim Loike Chomish Malkis. If you eat this Nemola, that it flies and it walks and it's Gedei LeBamayim. So you get five Malkis like you said before. But I want to point something out. The Rambam started off that this bug was a Sheretz Ha'if and a Sheretz Ha'mayim and a Sheretz Ha'aretz. And then he has three malchus. And then he adds, and if in addition it was nivra b'peres, you get four malchus. And if it was from the minim that are not Torah v'Rova, you get five. Matan Rambam, that it could be a sheretz hamayim and yes be Torah v'Rova. Not all sheretz hamayim are not Torah v'Rova. Some sheretz hamayim are Torah v'Rova. And then you only get one malchus for sheretz hamayim. And if it's Sheretz Ayif, another Malkus, and Sheretz Ayif, another Malkus. If in addition it was not par verova, then you get shachamish. But it's mashman ramam that you can have a sheretz hamayim that is par verova. This is what I wanted to get to. We said before that the Chaznish wants to say that the heter of mayim shebekalim is only the heter of mayim shebekalim is only. I'm going to close the screen share so I get to see your faces. We said the Chaznish wanted to say that the heter of mayim shebekalim, it can't be talking about fish. Because a dog tummy is a yotzei min ha'osur. It's a yotzei min ha'tummy. It's not worse than milk from a chazer. So who cares if it doesn't have the status of a dog tummy? But it's a yotzei min ha'osur. About its osur. That's why it must be that the heter of a mayim shebekalim is only minim that the water is mashvitz on its own without parver up, without period of review. And we'll say that all shots that all sheretz hamayims are maybe all sheretz hamayims like that. That shots are mayim. Maybe they're not par verov. Maybe that's trying to ram also. Maybe that's rather the trying to Rashi. Rashi stresses telas. Why is it only a telas? Why does it have to be a telas? Why can't it be a whale that was born in a kli? So that's the Chazanish. Must be that we're talking about things that are not par verov. That maybe all shots are mayim are not par verov. But we just saw in the Rambam a fairish not the way. The Rambam says that there are shots are mayim that are par verov. It could be in addition that it's not par verova. There could be cases where they're not par verova, but there are shrotzei mayim that are par verova. And yet the Rama says, and yet the halach is mayim shebekalim shoych meh meh nechesh, you'll have to drink it. Maybe he says, why the shrotzei there, and maybe they're par verova. It's mukuch in the Rambam that the heter mayim shebekalim applies even to minim that are par verova. I expect the Chazanish. How could it be? I mean, Dalmi Hocha, the Yisra of Dag Tomei, but it's a Yotzi Min Ha'osa. Granted, it doesn't have to Yisra, Endless Napir V'Kaskeses, because it's not B'Yom V'Menacholim. So it doesn't go under the heading of Endless Napir V'Kaskeses. It doesn't have the love of Sheretz Hamayim. But the Tatamama are Sheretz Hamayim, so you should be like as Yotzi Min Ha'osa. What's the answer? I think I only have enough information to it. I think there's an answer. It's occurring to me now. And maybe I think there's a possible answer. The Rambam l'shitosa. Since the Rambam holds with the heter mayim shebekalim, it's not the heter mayim shebekalim is not that it doesn't go under the heading of a dag tomei. The Rambam holds mayim shebekalim takes off other isurim too. It takes off the isur of sheretz ha'if. Sheretz ha'if was anyway not a dag tomei. You get a sheretz ha'if, the isur not aimless napir v'kaskeses. So how come you how is mayim shebekalim not the sheretz ha'if like the Rambam's mahalak and yav chushim shesinu? We said in the Rambam, holds mayim shebekalim is a matir for all isurim. Why is it a matir? Because it's considered to be part of the water. Part of the water, then the Rambam holds that takes off the isur geitzim and also too. Part of the water, it's like, I don't want to use the word bottle, but we'll use the word bottle anyway. It's bottle to the water. It's considered to be part of the water. That's in the mayim shebekalim. When mayim shebekalim, a mashish, anything in the water is part of the water. Anything in the water, any life that's engendered in the water, Kol's mind is not perish, it's part of the water. The Ram is the same thing by perish. The Ram compares the heter mayim shebekalim to the heter of a telas and perish, an apple and the worm, a worm and the apple. Also mutter. So under the right circumstances. So I think that's the mouth. Okay, it's a good spell. The Ram is shitos. Maybe it's taka two shitos. Maybe it's taka cholok. Rashi the Ramban for sure, that they hold that the heter mayim shebekalim is that it's not called, it doesn't have the isra of dag tomei, because the isra of dag tomei is only by yom menacholim, so it doesn't have an isra of dag tomei. It's nothing to do with sheretz ha'if, sheretz ha'mayim. You have chushin shesinon, if they leave the water, you're not like it for dag tomei. It's still not a dag tomei. They hold you like it for sheretz ha'aretz, because once it goes on the filter, it becomes a sheretz ha'aretz. Sheretz Haaretz, who cares that it came from the, it doesn't need Yomim in the Chol. So they held that Mayim Shebekalim is not a matir because it's part of the water. Mayim Shebekalim is just not a dag tummy because a dag tummy doesn't have the issue of dag tummy because it's not for Yomim in the Chol. So then the Chazan Yisus Kashas is a very big gar. Forget the issue of dag tummy, but it's the Yisim in Osir. It's not worse than milk from a chazan. So even if it's not a dag tummy, but it came from a dag tummy, you have to say that we're talking about the shots that were not par verova. Maybe that's why Rashi stresses that it was a telas. We're not talking about fish, we're talking about a telas, something that's not part of a rova. And maybe the stam little shots, and maybe Rashi assumes that they're not part of a rova. So there's no problem. We're not talking about whales. So we're talking about shots and telas. And the telas, maybe Rashi assumed the mitzias, the telas of Mayim doesn't come from a, so it's not a yitzi, it doesn't come from a period of review. But the Rambam is mafurish that shotzei ha-mayim in many cases are par v'rova. The Rambam is a special case that a sheretz ha-mayim that was not par v'rova, then you get an extra malchus. But a sheretz ha-mayim there are shotzei ha-mayim that are yes par v'rova. Now, how can you have a heter of mayim shebekelim that sheichev and sheichev ein ha-cheshesh? Why are you afraid you're going to eat one of these shotzei that are par v'rova? It's against him in osa. That's Ram Lishitosi, that the head of Mayim Shebekalim is not that it's not a Dagtomi. The head that doesn't have an Isser Dagtomi. The head of Mayim Shebekalim is that Mayim Shebekalim is part of the Mayim. It becomes bottled to the Mayim. It becomes part of the Mayim, and it's Matur Oli Surim. So if it's Matur Oli Surim, it's Matur even the Isser of Sheretz Aif and Sheretz Aris that have nothing to do with Yom and Menachalim. So it's Matur the Isser of Yetzim and Atomito. So we can add it to the Cheshbon of Lishitosi that we said yesterday. Yesterday, we said Lishitosi in the Ramah. That we had, since the Rambam Shita, yesterday's chesed was that the Rambam Shita is that the lav of Dag Tomei is a separate lav. We saw already in the Rambam now. There's a lav for fishes, Dag Tomei, and there's a lav for Sheretz Hamayim. That's not a specific lav for Sheretz Hamayim. It doesn't have a specific lav, but there's a generic lav for all shorts and call Sheretz Hasheretz, and you get Malkus when you eat a Sheretz Hamayim. But it's nothing to do with Dag Tomei. Ainly snapir bekaskes is stomach fish. And if you eat shotzim, you're not over angle stuff here of the kaskesis. You're over a different issue of the generic issue of kol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz. Shita Taramban in the end of Sheresh Tes is that no, the issue for eating a sheretz ha-mayim is aimless not here of the kaskesis. So the horror we had yesterday, we had an R in the Rambam. How can the psukkim, the posik that we're dashing is the posik of aimless not here of the kaskesis? That's the pasuk that we're dashing, and from this pasuk of Eimlik Snafir Bekaskesis by Yomim Benacholim, we're learning a heter that you could drink Mayim Shebekalim and not worry about the bugs. The Bishnum, according to the Ramban, I understand the pasuk says Eimlik Snafir Bekaskesis. The issue of bugs is the of Sheretz Hamayim is the issue of Eimlik Snafir Bekaskesis, and the Torah says it's only by Yomim Benacholim. But if it was born Bekalim, it doesn't have the issue of Eimlik Snafir Bekaskesis. Very good, but the feed the Ramban. This pasuk is talking about a dog tummy. It's talking about fish. Sheretz Hamayim is not a fish. Different issue altogether. Kol Sheretz Hasheretz. Different sukkah b'chal. So how do you learn that from Yomim and Acholim to eat shrotzim? Sheretz is heim v'adorim. The Rambam's the Shitosu that the heter mayim shebekalim is not limited to fish and it's not even limited to Sheretz Hamayim. It includes even Sheretz Ha'if and Sheretz Ha'aretz and Yotzim and Atomei. It includes all these surim. Mayim shebekalim, it's considered to be part of the water. Something that's born in Mayim Shebekalim is considered to be part of the water. Calls man is not perish. And that takes off all Isur. So that was yesterday. We made the cheshbon yesterday, copy the fact that the pasuk was talking about Dag Tomei, but how do we extend it to Sheretz Hamayim, which is a different Isur? Serious. It's not a limitation in the category of Dag Tomei. It's a heter of Mayim Shebekalim, it's Matur Ol Isur. Today we'll make a similar cheshbon, the Gabi the Chazan Isis Kasha. Who cares that it's not a dog tummy? It's not an English, doesn't have the issue of endless up here with kaskeses. But what about the issue of Yesim and a tummy, the father and mother, where we're dog and tomato? Could be Rashi holds, that's what the Chazan Ish says, that's what Rashi stresses to us, that we're talking about things that are not part of a rova. When you drink water, you're not afraid that there's fish in there. There may be little bugs. The little bugs are not part of a rova. The Ram Lachar's mashma not the way. The Ram holds that a shared samayim could be part of a rova. There are shots and shared samayim that are part of a rova. There are some that are not, but there's some that there are. So the Fidah Rambam, Hakni B'Shoichah V'Shoichah V'Ein HaChayshish. What happened to this Rav Yetzim and Atomi? The Rambam looked good. The Rambam was Mayim Shemekam, takes off all Yisur. So it takes off that Yisur too. Yeah, we got a little bit on a tangent, but I would say just the Rashi of Telas is what's the purpose. Rashi stretches the head is only for telas, not for dag tummy. It's a posuk of stafir v'kaskesis. It's a posuk that includes the dog and tmeim too. There it says a dog and tmeim, a par v'rova, mando chashmei. Of course, it's also yetsim and atomim. Must be we're talking about things that are not par v'rova, like a telas. Okay. Yeah, let's see back to Rashi. That's what we're up to now, actually. After she hit the early became. So it's going back to the having the Bryce is having me. Hit the Bush, hit the Bistam, the Pasuk of Yom Menachalim. It says twice for Yom Menachalim by the Esli and the La. One of which is called Mefurish, one is called Enim Mefurish. A Kapanim, those two psukim, it says Yom Menachalim. So you have a Klalipat the Klal. But the Klalipat the Klal tells me Aser is anything that's like Yom Menachalim. So maybe it's a Sakadaitach to say. Maybe that goes all the way up to Bayer Sichon Amaris. Maybe even Bayer Sichon Amaris like Yom Menacholim. After all, they're also Gavi Karka. So maybe they should be Osir. Maybe only Mayim should be Kalim as Mutter. Aval Kol Shar Meimah is, if you go in Chitzin, Itzim Shein Noivim, Edoim Yom Menacholim, Amur Vapar, Shein Bayer Sichon Amaris, Shein Em Doim Em Lehem, Shein Em Noivim. Again, Aval Kol Shar Meimah is that are not Kalim. If you go in Chitzin, Itzim, Shein Noivim, and they're very daimel liyam menuchalam umur pasha, or even bayer sichna ma'ois she'en a daimel lehem she'en a naivim. But still, they're a little bit daimel. So maybe lehitin and melech snapir bekaskes, and maybe they still are included in the essay in the law. Minayin laat the bayer sichna ma'ois she'en a nim lulishtiv simatiloshem bem hayol be'en daimel liyam menuchalam shasimonim amur bem. Since they're not daimel liyam menuchalam, like I said before, you see in Rashi. The kolish shemayim is megala that they're not doing it to yom menuchal. It's not a separate heter. It's a gilui in the klali patu klal. I might have had a salka daitach that the klali patu klal goes all the way up to dvayr sichin amaris. Maybe they're also called doing it to. Maybe they're also doing it to yom menuchal because they're also gabi. I shouldn't say it, but Rashi's later because they're also gabi karka. At least they're a gabi karka. They may not be noivim, but at least they're a gabi karka. So Torah says as that teichul mekolish shemayim to be megala that there's a heter for there's a heter. For Bayer Sichon Ma'aris, because they're not considered to be Daimim to Yom Menachalim. Tamalei Metechlim Kol Shemayim. Metechlim the Seifel Imotz Limidu Shatera. I have to dash in from Mikola. Is that Techlim Mikola Shemayim? Why do you have to learn it from this first pasuk, the beginning of pasuk? Is that Techlim? Why not from the end of the pasuk? Oisim Techelu. Metechlim the Seifel Imotz Limidu Shatera. Eli Surah. Do Oisim Techelu. Oisim Techelu. Ksiv. Only then, v'koyas napir v'kaskesis. Aval mitechlu kama matzil midrash v'afi nafshei. This is the Rashi. Rashi already said this really before. That the we have two techelus. Ezet teichlu mikol shemamayim. And then we have bayonu minacholim oisim techelu. One we use the gufei and one for the drasha to be matir by yisifin of ours. So Rashi said before, now he says it again. The one about bayonu minacholim oisim techelu, that you can't use to be matir to be matir bugs that are in Bayer Sichon Amaris. That's Paket. Isim Techelu says only things that have Nastapir Mekaskesis. It's a Pasuk of Isim, not a Pasuk of Heter. It's a Pasuk of Lava Bomachalasei. But the beginning of the Pasuk, Ezet Teichlu, you can read that as a phrase by itself. Ezet Teichlu, we call it Shebamai. It's not limited to things that have Nastapir Mekaskesis. So, Melo, the end of the Pasuk, Isim Techelu, that's telling me by Yom Menacholim that you have to have Nastapir Mekaskesis. Only Isim Techelu, Lava Bomachalasei. The beginning of the pasuk, "Zet teichlu mikol shebamayim," that's telling me a blanket heter, even without snapir v'kaskesis, anything that's b'mayim, meaning even bayer sichon amaris. And therefore, we actually had a separate as a separate clause. The oitem teichelus. I'm in the first wide line. We read it as a separate phrase. We're at this napir v'kaskesis, and then but the continuation of the pasuk kolosh leis napir v'kaskesis. That's going on the end of the pasuk. Ayam nechalim the sefer goy. V'hochi kamer. And this is how we read the pasuk. Teichlu mikolosh shemayim afilu b'loisimon. Okay, going b'shamei meshein ayam nechalim. And then the second part of the pasuk, called Ashleis Napir Vekaskesis B'Mayim B'Yom Menachalim Oisim Techelu V'Loi V'Loi Napir Vekaskesis B'Yom Menachalim B'Yin Timim. That's the drasha. Let's continue the Gemara. Sagt du mal, Hechen Hirte bei Kalem. The Christ had said that from the pasuk of Yomu Necholim, the two pasuk of Yomu Necholim, one of which is Sosim, one of which is Mefurish, we would know already the heter of Kalim. The pasuk of Azet Toichlu Mekol Shemayim is Meyuta to tell me even by a Sichin Umaris. So now, if we want to analyze that, Hechin Nitte Bekalim, the Siv Azet Toichlu Mekol Shemayim, by Yomu Necholim, the Chisle Echel, the Lesle Lesle Echel, the Bekalim, I've got the Lesle Echel. That's the drasha. That only by Yom HaMinacholim, or things that are doimed to Yom HaMinacholim, do you need a snapir v'kaskeses. Things that are not doimed to Yom HaMinacholim, you don't need to have a snapir v'kaskeses. You can eat it even without a snapir v'kaskeses. Back to Gemara. Maybe the pasuk should be read faket. Eimah b'kelim, afal gav, the islay lo seichel. Maybe the pasuk is saying just the opposite. When is a snapir v'kaskeses matir in the Yom HaMinacholim? But maybe in kelim, a snapir v'kaskeses is not even matir. Maybe in Kalim, even fish with the snapir v'kaskeses that are born in Kalim are maybe they're also. We'll come back to this in a second. We'll think about it. Let's just finish the Gemara's answer. Loishal kadaitach the siv echolish aimless snapir v'kaskeses v'yom mecholim v'kol sheretz amayim v'yom mecholim. Pasuk of the lav says, the cholasher ain lo snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. Don't eat if it doesn't have a snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. The less the lesechel, the bekelim akar less the echel. Look, Rashi, b'yom v'necholim, who the katzav til cho, eisum mutim yishein lo, bekelim akar less the echel, less the gemar's kasha. Ve'im kelim akar v'isle lesechel, the hogabi het teriksiv. Right, so Mar says the first pasuk of Azet Taichlu really could read either way. You could learn the pasuk Azet Taichlu, eat fish with the snapir v'kaskeses. So you could have learned maybe it means b'yom v'necholim. Maybe it means, but if it's not b'yom v'necholim, don't eat it even with the snapir v'kaskeses. But that's not going to make sense in the second pasuk. The cholosh ain lo snapir v'kaskeses. Don't eat fish that don't have a snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. That can only be read one way. Don't eat fish that don't have a snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. But if they're not b'yom v'necholim, you could eat them. So you see, the kalim, you could eat them. So you see, kalim is more cow. So of course, in the first pasuk also, kalim were more cow. And it means, when it says b'yom v'necholim, it doesn't mean eat snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. Don't eat snapir v'kaskeses b'kalim. It means require snapir v'kaskeses b'yom v'necholim. Don't require snapir v'kaskeses b'kalim. We have here a sakadaita from the Gemara. Why did I have a minute to say? Not for the second pasuk, but if you only had the first pasuk, then a sakadaita to say that maybe even though there's a matir snapir v'kaskeses, by yom lecholim you could eat fish that have a snapir v'kaskeses, but salmon that are born in kalim are also, because snapir v'kaskeses doesn't help if the fish is born in a kli. First of all, it's all the stickle in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that the heter of mayim, the lumnus of mayim shebekalim, is not that the din of snapir v'kaskeses was only said by Yom Yecholim. In kalim, there's no din of snapir v'kaskeses. It's in the Rambam. That's not true. The din of the heter mayim shebekalim applies even to shrotzim that never have anything to do with the snapir v'kaskeses. It applies even to sheretz ha'if. It applies even to sheretz ha'mayim. It's not a din in snapir v'kaskeses. It's not a din what qualifies as a doctor, as the dog tummy. It's a din of mayim shebekalim, things that are in mayim shebekalim are mutter. But how would it be a habit to read the pasuk the other way around? What would that then mean? In mayim shebekalim, everything is also. What if you have a sheretz ha'if in a kalim? What if you have chagavim and a keli? We'll say, oh, chagavim, that I've won a keli also, because the pasuk is telling me that in a keli everything is also not mistaba. Even if you're the Rambam, you have to say that in the Sakad Daitach of the Gemara, that Kalim is more Chomer, that Kalim is more Usser. That's only talking about fish. Fish that are born in Kalim are also, even if they have a Snapir Vikaskesis. The matter of Snapir Vikaskesis doesn't apply in a Kli. But then it would have to be limited to fish. It would be a fish story. Fish that are born in Kalim are also, even with the Snapir Vikaskesis. It wouldn't be a general halakha for all Yisroel. It's only on the side of Heter, that Kalim or Merkal, then the Rambam understood that Kalim or Merkal, not only the Gavi fish, but they're more Merkal for other Yisroel too. It's a little bit dochuk, like, why should it change? But I don't see how we have it. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll have to take it the other way. Maybe in this somewhat strange Havim in the Gemara, the pasuk is paying. Simonim are only matter by Yom Nechalim. Simonim aren't matter in Kalim. In Mayim Shibu Kalim, Simonim aren't matter. Maybe other Simonim too. Maybe it won't. Same way. Maybe with the Peter Am, it'll apply to all Simon. Simonim Chagovim. Simonim Behema. If they're born in Mayim Shibu Kalim, maybe they Simonim won't help them. Then Mr. Chazni says, over here also, Chazni says, how could there be a Havamina that if a dog is born in a Kli, then it's usher, then the Simonim don't help it? It's the Simonim are not Matir. The din is, let's say you have a Behemo that has Simonim, it's Malagir, it's Mathis Parso, and it has a baby. And the baby is deformed. It's not Malagir, it's not Mafis Pas. So it's Mutter. That's the din. Yotzi min HaTorah Star. The min has to have Simona, but if the mother cow has a baby and the baby looks like a horse, it doesn't have snatches, it doesn't have split hooves, it's Mutter. So Yotzi min HaTorah came from a cow. Like the Chazanish. So if the mother has, if the parents had a Snapir Kaskesis, half of the pasuk say that Snapir v'Kaskesis doesn't help in Mayim Shibu Kalim. Granted, let's say Simonim don't help in Mayim Shibu Kalim, but the father and mother were kosher fish. So it should have a din of Yotzi min HaTorah. So it doesn't, the baby dog doesn't need Simonim. The Chazanish could say the same svar. Maybe we're not talking about fish, we're talking about shrotzim. When it's shots in the Napa of Rova, they have to have their own simon. It's not going to make any sense. The Chani says it doesn't make any sense. The Chani says it doesn't make any sense. We're talking about a fish that has a Snapir v'Kaskesis. A fish that has a Snapir v'Kaskesis is not a sheretz, it's a fish. A vine that has a father and mother. I need to assume to the other portion. Fish that have Snapir v'Kaskesis, they have parents. The things that are Napa of Rova, they're not fish with fishes with scales and fins. The fish that have simonim, we're talking about a fish that has simonim. But there's a sakka daitach, the pasuk saying, the simonim don't work if it's in a kli. Like the Chazanish, by definition, if it has simonim, it has snapir v'kaskesis, it's a fish that has a tata mama. So if it has parents, then it's mutter al yotzi min HaTorah. So how could the Torah say that it's also because it was born in a kli? So fine, so the simonim and the kli don't help, but it's yotzi min HaTorah. I don't really know what to do. Yeah, Daniel. Daniel.
Can we use what we said in the beginning of the year, like the opposite way, that for the Rambam, Kiyom is just like this absolute thing where it doesn't make a difference if it deals with him in a tame, Kiyom is going to say it's fine. So we'll say the flip now. We'll say even if it's a tar, it's bad.
Much easier on the side of Heter. The Havana is that Mayim Shiva Kalim, the Shrotzim in Mayim Shiva Kalim are like part of the Mayim. So I don't look at it as a separate thing. I look at the worm and the apple as part of the apple. The Rambam Beferish compares the din of Pilas and Paris, which the Gemara says in Mutter, and the din of, according to other Rishonim, I think it's two different worlds. There's a din of Snapir Bekaskasis, that Snapir Bekaskasis is only Biyomim and Nechalim. And then there's another aloha that a worm that never touched the ground is not a Sheretz, a Sheretz, a Lohar. It's two unrelated din. The Rambam has the Rambam scheme of things, that it doesn't matter if it ever touched the ground. A Sheretz Arts Be'etzim is Mutter, but if it's in an apple, it's part of the apple. It's the same related machlokes. The Gemara says later on, if you eat a worm that was born in an apple and never left the apple, you're allowed to eat. The other Mishnah in the Pshat is because it's not a Sheretz Arts, because a Sheretz Arts has to crawl on the ground. The Rambam doesn't have it. The Rambam holds that a Sheretz Arts does not have to actually fly, and a Sheretz Arts doesn't have to actually crawl on the ground. If its nature it is Be'etzim to be like Yavkushim Shishimnon, they never flew. But they're be'etzim. They have wings. They're sheretz oif, and a sheretz and a worm is be'etzim a sheretz oritz. It's supposed to be on the ground. That's where it's gonna. It lives. It belongs to. So what's the heter? The heter is it is part of the mayim. It's part of the apple. It wasn't perish in the apple. It's part of the apple. It wasn't perish in the mayim. It's part of the mayim. The Rambam perish is v'chenis related halachos. There I could understand that this fact that the havana could be the mayim shebekalim. All the things that are born in the Mayim Shiva Kalim, they're part of the Mayim Shiva Kalim, they're mutter. That the fact that it's Mayim Shiva Kalim makes them usser, makes everything usser. Anything that's born in Mayim Shiva Kalim, doesn't matter if it's a cow, if it's a fish, it's a salmon, it's things that ought to be mutter. Chagovim Torim, it's an arba, but it's born in Mayim Shiva Kalim, it's usser. Maybe. What is the Chazanish talking about? Chazanish, yes, I didn't see it in the Chazanish. I only saw it in the Shkibas Chulin. He says that the Salkadait clause that there's a new Isser. What's Chaznish's Kasha? Chaznish's Kasha is, how could there be a Salkadait that a salmon that's born in a Kli is also, because the Timonim aren't Mater? Who needs the Timonim? The salmon was born from a mother salmon. And the mother salmon had it. The mother salmon was kosher, so it's like a purr that gave birth to a Kiminsus. It's mutter because Yaisim in Torah is Torah. It doesn't have to have simonim. So what do I care that this? What do I care that simonim don't work in a kli? But as long as the mother was a kosher fish with simonim, then the offspring don't need to have their own simonim. I think it's a strange answer that the Gemara had a salka daitach that a fish that's born in a kli is a monster because it's not the oilum of fishes. Fishes are supposed to be born in the ocean, not in the kli. So it says it's a monster. So the Torah asked it. It says Luyat Sur that you would have a fish would give birth on dry land. Maybe it would also be also just like Mishkachas a little bit. The Torah wants everything should be Keder Chatela. So fish is supposed to give birth beyond the Menachalim. Fish that give birth in Kalim. The Torah asked it as a monstrosity. Okay, I don't know. It's a very strange sur. Like it's a brand new sur. Like this. Strange sur. Yeah, right there. I don't know. Yeah, Yosef.
Why doesn't the din of Yotzim Minatar's tar also apply to last that is spontaneously generated from the, let's say, the water, and then we see by Yamun Chalim that it's still going to be Aser anyway, even though it's Yotze Min HaTahara.
Say it again.
When we say that the Tolas is essentially spontaneously generated from the water itself, so why isn't that a Yotze Min HaTahara? And then we see from the fact that even so, by Nechalim, it's still going to be Aser. So we see that it's not, even though it's Yotze Min HaTahara, it's still going to be Aser.
No, water is not called Torah. It's halacha. It's something that has simani tyra, behemoth that has simani tyra. So it's offspring or also mutter. What's the havana basically? But maybe because only has to show the min. That's one possible havana. That the simonim is just the mingala of the min. So it's a cow, even though it doesn't have simonim. Not that the parents had simonim. Maybe there's other ways to understand it. It's a little bit totally if the simonim are a sibor or a simon. Whatever the pshat is, the more doesn't have from sukkim. That kolubin, as long as the mother has simonim. That's because the mother has simonim. You can't say, well, the water was kosher, so therefore the sheretz that's born from the water is also kosher. Water wasn't a sheretz. This is a sheretz. It's also. So it's everything. Everything comes from, comes from the Arvi Yisaitis, and so everything should be Yetzim and Atar. But now you made a new thing. You made a chazer. It's awesome. Okay, I think we'll stop here. The Tosis Lois Hakadaitach, I'm not planning to do inside. But the Tosis on Sanach Zayin Amin Aleph, that Tosis is very important to Halacha. The Dai to see besides the Tosis, to see the Rosh, the Ramam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a lot, it's just one sif in Shulchan Aruch, one sif in Tur. It's going to get to the issue of the bugs in the New York water. Not that we're going to be Mechir, I'm not planning to. There are things here also in Matthias I don't really understand, but Akapanim, that's this is the sugi. The issue of the bugs in the water, this place is confirmed. Okay. And then I want to go back to the sugis of to the next venture, the instructions. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.